Welcome to another episode of the Roughly Related to Reselling podcast. My name is Perry Phillips. Fucking A. That's all I have to do. Sorry, I have the fucking mic here. Alright, anyway, I go by Pothead Picker on Instagram. I was just here for like 5 to 10 minutes, wasting time, trying to figure out what the sound was coming into my headphones, and it was the mic that's plugged into the GoPro was turned up too much. So, yeah. Obviously, I'm not a producer. I go by Pothead Picker on Instagram. If you like the show, subscribe. Tell your friends. I feel like more importantly, tell your friends. Subscribe is important, but I think if you tell your friends, like I tell my friends about podcasts and that's how they find out. I don't think there's any other way to find out about a podcast, really. I mean, you can go on the internet and search it, but you're going to get like, you know, the ones that are done by celebrities or something if you search Google, I'm sure. But anyway, it's another week. Last week, we did an episode. We were pretty drunk, not going to lie. We had gone out for the night. So we came back and continued to party. And then I decided that it was time to podcast. And then my alter ego, Jerry, took over. That's what my wife calls me when I'm hammered. She calls me Jerry. And then we came up with Jerry Garcia when I'm really, really stoned. But that's not really as fun as Jerry. Jerry's not really fun most of the time, but he does say some funny shit. And then I just wanted to clarify, because I told a story on the podcast. I actually listened to the podcast because I wanted to make sure that we didn't say any ridiculous things. I mean, I said some ridiculous shit. I don't think it wasn't anything I was going to edit out. But I told a story about when I was in Venice Beach before I moved to L.A. And it was about a homeless guy who got like beat up after he was talking shit. And I fucked up the story because it was like a major part that I missed. So the story went, we're down at Venice Beach. I'll do the quick one. But down at Venice Beach, it's a tattoo shop. We're like on one side of an alley, basically, like a street. And we're on the very end where it opens up to the beach. And we're eating outside. There's a tattoo shop. FedEx guy packs up. Homeless guy like pushes his drunk girlfriend or drugged up girlfriend into the back of the truck. The guy gets out like, oh, you pushed her, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, they go back and forth. And he says he sees him on camera. So then at this point, you know, the people are coming out from the tattoo shop because they saw this dude push this chick like into the moving truck. So they start going back and forth talking. I forget what happens. He says something. The homeless guy says something to the guy's girl, the two people that came out of the tattoo shop. And the guy, so there was two things. He punched him once and he pushed him once. And I can't remember which happened first, but I think he punched him first. And the guy fell down, but he like didn't fall down all the way. He like fell down on his butt, but like not, you know, all the way down. Gets back up. They're still talking shit. And then this dude pushes him, just shoves him. And the guy falls like, you know, because he pushes him with some force. Guy falls, cracks his head open. He's now bleeding from his head. And he's still like talking shit. And then the girlfriend comes over and fucking pepper sprays him in the face. And that's what happened. And then right after that, so the dude was like, because he gets pepper sprayed and gets KO'd or whatever. And a homeless dude comes running, another homeless dude, like a young dude, probably like either late teens, early 20s. And he slides in and does the wrestling, like fucking 1, 2, 3, like, and just, yeah, it was chaotic. So I just wanted to clear that up. I can't remember if I've told this story before or not. So I apologize if I told it now three times, once fucking it up completely. But yeah, so another week in reselling. Yard sale season is doing work right now. There's a lot of yard sales going on right now. Very happy about the way it's been going. And I've been picking a little bit differently, obviously, because, you know, I've been kind of doing a little bit more Facebook stuff than I normally have in the past. But I took a ton of pictures. Like, I got pretty much caught up on a lot of stuff, like, that I got this season. Because I'm not trying to get behind. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get everything taken, inventorized, and pictured and everything That way I'm not, behind and then getting overwhelmed. And then I just have so much shit that I end up just like selling it off cheap at yard sales. So I got pretty much caught up on everything that I've bought so far this year. I have like a couple things that I got that I just have to go through, like their CDs and cassettes. And CDs, by the way, I've had this a lot of CDs that like normally would have sold hella quick. It was the one that me and Jameson were actually talking about, and I've had to drop it, like they're under $1 a piece now for 92 of them, like, and they're good CDs. So I don't know what's going on. The CD market was hot for a while. I would put stuff up and it would sell almost instantly. So I don't know if that's a sign that I should not buy any more CDs or just keep it going. And just, so I don't know what it is. I'm really confused. Normally they would sell like, you know, even after dropping the price, like I dropped the price again today, but I'm not sure. So I just have an eBay notification. Maybe that's somebody buying it right now. That'd be crazy if I'm talking about. Nope, it's just a fucking eBay ad. I hate when they do ads. Like eBay, you need to take your ads elsewhere. I don't need that bullshit. So yeah, I went to a sale today. I didn't go to a sale. I tried to go to a sale. So they had an ad, and the sale was Friday in the listing, but then when you actually read the sale, it said that we will be out setting up Friday. So I'm like, okay. So the sale was supposed to start at 9. So I'm like, all right, you know, it's not too far from where I have to drop my kid off at school. Just do a quick loop out there, check it out, and then come back home. And started driving out there, and they have a sign. So I'm like, oh, this is a good sign. Like, no pun intended. But it said Friday, Saturday. So I'm like, okay, they're doing the sale Friday and Saturday. So then I get to where the sale's supposed to be, and there's just nothing. Nobody, no sign of life, nothing, no one. So I'm like, oh, God damn it. So basically drove out there for nothing. But I saw a few people that put ads today that were like, oh, going to be setting up on Friday. So I'm going to be, once my kid gets up, probably drive around, do like a long lap, and then go pick up my other kid. So we were supposed to do, I don't know, the plans got all fucked up for tonight. I was supposed to make some steaks. I make these gorgonzola cream sauce steaks, fillets and shit. And so I was supposed to make them tonight, but our plans got a little fucked up because there was a misunderstanding. So whatever, shit happens. At least I don't have to cook, I guess. And so, yeah, so tomorrow there's a bunch of sales. I'm pretty excited. So I'm going to drive around today. We'll see what happens. And then there's a bunch tomorrow. So I think I'm just going to stick around my area. I've been going, like the last few weeks I've gone and traveled a little bit. There's this one sale that's listed, and it says that they have Archie comics. I read the whole sale fucked up. Like I was like, oh, this is going to be my first stop, like for sure. And then I started reading it again, and I was like, for some reason I had just seen comic books, but then it said Archie comic books. I'm like, I'm not driving out there for Archie. Ain't no way. And I mean, unless it's like old school, but I'm not driving out there for Archie. And yeah, so that sale, I'm like, it's probably the furthest away, but it's only about a half hour away. So it really depends. I usually would like finalize my plans the night before, but I always call audibles throughout the day because you find sales that you weren't listed, and then, you know, you're just kind of going around. But I do have to remember to get gas. I need to get fucking gas today. But I don't know. I think I'm going to take the car my wife takes to work. It's like the shittier car, but she's got it right now. So I might tell her to just stop for gas. Don't have to stop. And then I had two people. So I sold some trains and shit on Craigslist, and the guy, when he came, like I had a price set. So then he drove like 2 hours, and he was like, asked, you know, because of the condition, which I knew the condition was, and I always leave a little bit of wiggle room when I'm pricing shit. So we came down like about $50 from the original price. So then he called me or so then he texted me like a week later and said, like, you know, finally got into one of the boxes, blah, 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 and there was an extra train in there. So he sent me a $30 money order because he found an extra train and he felt bad. So he sent me what he thought it was worth. So apparently it was like $30. And so I was like, oh, thank you, you know, appreciate that, blah, blah, blah. And then another guy, I sold a bicycle on Facebook, like a little, it's like a kid's bike. And so he shows up and he's like looking at it and he's like, oh, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's the right size. And I was like, yeah, it's 16 inches, I think. But he's like, yeah, that's the size that they say that he needs, but it looks kind of small and this, that, and the other. And he's like, yeah, I don't know about spending 30. And as soon as he said that, I'm like, well, the ad said 40. So like he never mentioned, you know, getting a discount or anything like that. And I think I was talking to his wife because she said, I'm going to send my husband. So he was like, oh, it's 30, right? And I go, well, it's supposed to be 40. But he's like, oh, all I have is 30. And I was like, you know what? At this point, I just wanted the bike gone. So I was like, that's fine. Just give me 30. It's fine. And he gave it to me. And I'm like, yeah, you know, whatever, whatever. And I was like, all right. I was like, I got to get back in. I was like, I got my kids inside. But I was like, thank you, you know, whatever. I wasn't like bitchy or anything. But of course, obviously, I'm like, okay, this dude just tried to pull a fast one. So then the next day, I get a knock on the door. And it's the same guy, and he's like, starts telling me about how, you know, he's like, oh, you know, I brought the $10. At first, I'm like, oh, fuck, he's going to try to return it because it's not the right size. I'm like, I'm going to be one of these people on, you know, Facebook that has to deal with this. And, like, I don't usually have people come to the house. It really depends. I'm, like, very, I look at their profiles. I look at, like, how long they've been, like, if you look sketchy at all, I meet you up the street. And so these people, like, you know, they just look like boomers. And so I'm like, oh, fuck, this guy's back. He's like, oh, I'll give you, he's like, here's $10. You know, you said that you wanted 40 for it. And he's like, I actually ended up having it in my back pocket. I didn't realize till I got home. And, you know, so I'm really sorry. I'm a Christian man. And da 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 da. I was like, oh, thanks, man. Like, you know, whatever. And of course, my kids are there. So it looked a little bit better. You know what I mean? That I'm just like at least taking the money for my kids. And so, yeah, so two in 1 week where I got like extra money from sales I had done. Well, one was money I was owed, but the other one was like, you know, he called me back and sent me a money order. But now I got to fucking deal with this money order. I try to deposit it in my bank and it won't let me deposit it via like the phone. So I have to go into the bank and I forgot to go earlier. So now we're going to do that. Once my kid wakes up, we're going to hit the bank first and then we'll head out and drive around for some yard sales. And so hopefully we get to see some yard sales up and running. There's one that has Christmas decorations. And I always just assume that it's blow molds. And it's a little bit further out than I want to go tomorrow. So I think I'm going to head over there today and just hope that they're setting up. And then we'll see what happens. Maybe they will, maybe they won't be. But we'll see. And then, I got a bunch of other ones lined up for tomorrow, which will be, I think I'll try to get this out tomorrow, which will be, you'll be hearing it. It'll sound like today, but anyway. So yeah, Jacob left, so I no longer have our indentured servant. He did some work in the house, like gave us a bunch more space in the basement, which is nice. But basically we just had to like take down this old fucking wall that was in the corner of the house, and it was just taking up so much space. And then behind it, all it was like extra stones. And I put it on Marketplace for free, and I probably could have got money. I got like 35 people that reached out and were like, hey, I want these stones, blah, 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 blah. So I probably could have sold them for like $100 or something, but whatever. Missed opportunity. I guess we know now. We just wanted them gone. You know what I mean? We just didn't want to have to deal with them. And so somebody came and took them all. And I was like, fuck, I hope he's going to take like the concrete shit. There's like mortar and stuff, but he left all that stuff. So we just got to get rid of that stuff. But yeah, that shit, I should have sold it. I wish we did. And then we had two lawnmowers. We ended up buying a new lawnmower because the lawnmower we had has like this, it's self-propelled, but it's, our yard is so broken up that it's really, there's really no opportunity to use the self-propel. And so it's just a heavy fucking beast of a lawnmower. And it's just I couldn't do it another summer. I was like, we got to get a new lawnmower. So we ended up switching to electric, but one that you charge the battery, and which is perfect because it's like I get it done a lot faster because it's way lighter. It's fucking super lightweight and folds up really nice when you put it away. So we took the other two lawnmowers, and I was like, oh, we'll just sell them on Marketplace. So the first one I put up for $50. It was a self-propelled one. Probably could have got like $100, just because I had a lot of interest again in that one. And somebody came and picked it up within like a couple hours, which was nice. Again, just glad to get it gone. And then we had this other lawnmower that I bought because the other one was so heavy, and I used it like twice, and that was it. And so I sold that one for like $20. It was just one of those old push ones, like that just, it's so loud, and it just wasn't great. So I just sold it $20, whatever, take it. And so, yeah, so sold some stuff like that, that just was stuff that was in the house taking up space. Sold some more records. I got some records for free at a hoarder house. I don't know if I talked about that. I went to a house. I probably didn't. It was like right before Jacob came, so I probably didn't. And they were basically, it was like everything was free, but you could donate money if you wanted to. So I was like, I'll donate if I get some shit, you know what I mean? And so I ended up getting like a few vintage clothes, but I ended up putting all the vintage clothes basically in a bag and putting in the donation bin because they were all stuff that I thought that my vintage clothing dude might want, but he only wanted like one of the shirts. So I just kept that shirt and put the rest into the bin. And they had records. So they were coming out with like CDs, cassettes. So I got a ton of CDs and a ton of cassettes, which is like, I used to be excited about, but now I'm like, fuck, I mean, at least they're free, so I can hopefully move them pretty easily. And so I get a bunch of CDs, a bunch of cassettes, and I'm like, oh, do you have any records? And she's like, no, if I find them, I'll let you know. And then she ends up calling me into the house to pick up the records because they're heavy. And it was, man, it was a hoarder house. It was like the gross kind of hoarder house. And so, yeah, I was, as soon as I saw the house, I was like, yeah, these clothes are not coming in my house. They will go right into a bag, right into the fucking thing, trash, if like, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, it was a fucking hoarder house. But yeah, I got a bunch of shit. I ended up giving like $20. I got some jewelry to, like, they just basically had jewelry boxes. I just grabbed them and just kind of separated the shit. Like, there was some gold, there was some shit I looked up, and so I separated those pieces, and then I just lotted up the rest as costume jewelry. I'll probably end up, I have it up for like $40 or something like that, so I'll probably drop it down to like 20 or 30 soon. And then sell that. Facebook's weird. It's like, if it's not like eBay, like I always send people offers on shit, like, and I'm sure people do too. Like, sometimes people will send me like, hey, would you take this much money, blah, blah, blah. But like, I'm surprised it doesn't happen a lot. Like, usually I have to drop the price down, and then somebody will be like, hey, is this available now? And it's like, well, you could have just, I put in the title or in the description, like, or best offer. It's crazy how many people don't read on Facebook. Like, they'll be like, hey, where are you located? I put all that information in the fucking bottom. So like, I usually weed people out who I don't want to deal with like that. If you're asking me a question that's already answered, I don't think I want to have to deal with you. Or if I do, I'm just going to meet you somewhere. So like, that's part of the steps of, like, you know, vetting the people that I'm dealing with. It's like, hey, are you going to ask a stupid fucking question that's already answered in the fucking description? Hey, where is this located? I have the basically, like, essentially my home address, but not, you know what I mean? It's like, it's so close, it's my home address, but like, it's fucking crazy. So anyway, now I also got more CDs last weekend. So last weekend yard sale season was pretty fucking dope. And I gotta remember, I went to a sale and I didn't have my glasses. I had my sunglasses on, which are prescription because I can't see shit. And I forgot my glasses in the car. And I don't know if you've ever done this at a sale where you have to like go somewhere dark or like in the garage, or it's a pain in the ass. But I refuse to wear contacts. And I used to wear contacts. I hated them. Fucking hate them. I hate having something in my eye. It's I don't want it. And so I end up going to this one house. Like, I drove all over, but this one house, I didn't bring my glasses. They had stuff outside, but then the lady's like, yeah, there's stuff inside, like upstairs. So I go down to the basement, which I should have gone upstairs first, but I did find a pair of vintage Carhartt overalls. They were like fucking beat to shit. But I looked them up, and even beat to shit, they're still going for like $200. So I was pretty pumped about that. And then I went up into the attic, and there was like boxes of shit, but I couldn't see anything. So I'm trying to see, like, trying to use my thing. I should have brought my headlamp. I was fucking up, man. I was ill prepared for that type of a pick. And there's boxes of CDs, and these people were going through them, and they didn't want any of the CDs that were in there. So I ended up going through them, and it was like all metal, rock, hip hop. So I grabbed all that shit. But I probably missed a bunch because I couldn't fucking see. So tomorrow I'm definitely bringing my shit. I'm going to be very prepared. I got some new gloves. I lost my gloves. So I've been just fucking grind. I've been putting more shit on eBay. And it's funny because I still feel the same way about eBay, you know, regardless of how many YouTubers and fucking people are talking about how eBay is dead. I mean, it's pretty slow compared to, like, my 90-day total used to be like 14,000, and now it's like just under 7,000, which is fucking nuts. But again, you know, I was a little bit pissed at eBay because I was having a bunch of fucking bullshit issues. I had two things lost in the mail that I had to wait forever to get the money for. And then it was just a fucking pain in the ass. They've just been a pain in the ass lately. You know what I mean? And if USPS is fucking up and eBay's making us fucking take the hit for it, you know what I mean? I mean, you still get paid. It just is such a longer process than it needs to be. It's like, why the fuck can't we both get paid? And then just eBay gets paid out from USPS. Like, you have a contract with USPS. I don't understand why the fuck you can't get reimbursed. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Instead, we have to deal with it. So that shit was annoying to me. Especially when I shipped shit, like, right away. I'm shipping it. Not right away, but same day or next day. I've been a lot less on it because I'm like, what the fuck's the point? You know what I mean? I'm rushing to the fucking post office. They're going to lose my shit, and then I'm going to have to fucking wait 2 months to get paid for it. So what the fuck's the point? Might as well just wait here and keep the money in my account a little bit longer. So at least it looks like I've got fucking money from eBay. So anyway, so now, I mean, Facebook, you know, you still have to deal with a little bit of shit, but I've been doing Facebook, Craigslist for certain shit, and yeah, it's good to just fucking diversify. But like, as much as people are like, oh, eBay is dead, it's not, because I mean, it kind of is, but it isn't. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I do know when I start listing shit. Like, I listed shit yesterday. I just kept listing. I had all these, you know, you get to like a wall, because I just take a ton of pictures on my phone, and then I'll just go through, you know, back to the furthest one. It's such a stupid process. It's an insane process. But once I do it a certain way, that's the way it's done. And so I go to the back, and then I'll just kind of go through the pictures and just kind of plow through towards the most recent ones. What the fuck was the point of this? I just had a point and I just lost it. I was looking at the artwork on my wall. Ugh, fucking idiot. What the fuck was the point of what I was just saying? Now I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about. What the fuck was I just talking about? Oh yeah, so eBay. Jesus Christ. So now I'm listing, you know, I'm listing a little bit more, listing, you know. And so I listed like a bunch of stuff. I got to a wall, you know, because I do it that way. And then once I get to a certain point, you know, I'll like, you get to a certain item or a set of items. Like, I had all these baseball pennants and football pennants that I got. I got a good deal on it. And I immediately sold enough to make my money back, like right when I listed a few of them. But then I made my money back and I was just like, oh, fuck, I don't want to deal with them. So they've been sitting forever. So finally, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking do it. I'm going to muscle through and break through that listing wall and just list. And hold on a second. I don't want to forget this stuff because I always end up going back and having to fucking do shit later and trying to figure out what the fuck I talked about. This way I'll just put notes and I can bullet point the stuff I want to put in the notes. So anyway, so I hit the listing wall and it was just a bunch of the pennants that I had already, that had just been sitting there. So I finally deal with it and I'm looking at them and I'm like, fuck, I don't want to deal with all this shit. So I just started listing them. So I just busted through, dude. Did them all. Got them all done. And then I sold two of them in the first day that I listed them all. And I sold one other thing that I had been listing. So, like, I listed a bunch of shit besides the pennants because those are easy. Once you have a... That's the thing, too. Is they're so easy. You just do sell similar. Change a couple things. You know what I mean? They're all basically in the same shape. So I had to essentially just bang them out. And so I banged them out pretty quickly. And then I did a few other listings and I sold like, you know, I think I sold two. I think all the things I sold were things that were stuff I listed that day. So, yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily dead. It's just when I don't list, I don't really sell as much as I do when I don't list. You know what I mean? I'm still making sales when I'm not listing on eBay. So now I'm back to just like fucking grinding. So I'm hoping that I can just keep up the momentum. My kids are sleeping a lot better. I've been better about going to bed early-ish. Although I went to bed like 10:30 the other night. And that's early for me. And I don't necessarily go to bed late. You know what I mean? I think midnight is my cutoff. But, you know, sometimes I'm up like looking at fucking storage units. And it never stops. And so I went to bed early and then my fucking kid woke up like an hour and a half earlier than she normally does and was like yelling, not like screaming, but like yelling, like trying to wake everybody up. She yells her sister's name and then she started yelling for me. It's a whole thing. So luckily now a little bit more time. Eventually I'm going to learn how to fucking edit these videos. I think I got a 2-hour ride tomorrow. I think that's why I wanted to get the podcast done this weekend early. I was going to try to get it done over the weekend. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get it done today. Bang it out. It's Friday. My kid's at school. My other kid's down sleeping. She's going to hopefully nap for enough time for me to get this thing finished. And then just keep it moving. But yeah, being on top of like taking pictures has been huge just because it can get so fucking overwhelming during yard sale season. You know, you go to one sale sometimes and it's just like, it could be the sale where you buy a ton of shit and you just bring home a car full of shit and you haven't gotten to the shit that you just got last week. And so it's really, yeah, you just got to get on it. And I still have these fucking tires that I bought. Somebody came yesterday, this guy, man, this fucking dude was, I instantly blocked him after this. I shouldn't have let him come to my house, but I was like, you know what? I want these fucking tires gone. It was later in the day. So I'm messaging him at like 6:15, 6:30. And he's like, hey, can I come get these tires? I'm like, yeah, if you can come now, blah, 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 blah. So he's like, okay, I'll come now. So he tells me that he's leaving. So then a few minutes go by and I get a message. Hey, leaving now. I'll be there in 20 minutes. So I'm like, this fucking guy. At this point, it's like closer to like when we were about to take our kids up to go to bed. And so this guy is like, still not here. Then he texts me, hey, I'm like 4 minutes out. Then like 10 minutes later, he finally fucking shows up and he's in a Ford and I have Nissan fucking rims with whatever tires. And he's like trying to line them up to his tires. He's like, oh, it looks a little bit smaller than my tire. I'm like, well, those are Nissan rims. Like, as far as I know, you're not supposed to use other, you know what I mean? Companies, like maybe you can, that's pretty trashy. It's like fucking back in the day when you would wear Adidas and Nike and they'd call you a perpetrator or whatever the fuck they'd say. It's the same thing. Or when you would you'd have like a Toyota and you'd fucking pop on a Mercedes hood ornament. So that way it looked at quick glance like you were driving a Mercedes. But that's like the equivalent of that is when you're doing the thing. Fuck, what was I just talking about? I keep getting distracted. I have too much going on right now. There's too much in the background here. I don't think it was that important. I really don't. It might have been. Who knows? Anyway, moving on. So, I talked about the hoarder sale. I'm trying to think what other sales I went to last week. Oh, I got some cool shit like the week before. I went to a little church sale and I got like these two old. It was a copy of Mega Man 3 and Mario, Super Mario Teaches Math or something. And they were floppy disks. It was the games that you used to get back in the day. Mega Man 3 actually goes, it's complete and in great shape. So that actually goes for good money. The other one goes for like $20 or so, but I only paid $1 each. It brought me back. I remember I used to have it, you have to fucking slide that shit. The big black ones, it's like the big black flat disks. And you'd slide those discs in after you had to do the startup with like the little floppy disk. It was such a process. And then you would just play the game on the fucking computer. We used to do that after school. You'd load your shit up. And then you'd play like Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego and shit. So I found that. That was pretty cool. But yeah, trying to find video games at yard sales these days is so fucking difficult. Every time I see it, people are always like, oh, I already sold them. Either you're there too late, which even if I show up early, you know what I mean? They're like, oh, I've sold them, like, you know, I gave them away or I sold them or whatever. People say that about clothes all the time. I go to so many estate sales where I'm like, do you have clothes? And they're like, oh, no, we donated them. It's like you were having a sale. Why the fuck wouldn't you just at least try to sell them first? You know what I mean? Like, sell them and then donate them. I don't understand why people do that. Like, hey, I'm having a sale. Let me get rid of the stuff that people might want for free instead of just charging them for it to take it out of my house. Don't get it. So, yeah, I forgot to sew this. I don't remember if I brought this up or not. I don't know why I just thought about this. But, like, a weeks ago when I had my yard sale, I had put up the signs and one was missing. So we went back to get them and I couldn't find one of the signs. I looked everywhere. I'm like, did it blow? Like, you know, they were fairly heavy signs. So I looked all around and I'm like, man, I don't know if this counts as me leaving a sign up because I literally couldn't find it. I mean, I found every other sign. They were like the heavy duty sale signs that you buy at the store. And I put it in the same spot I always put it in and it was completely gone. So I don't know. I hope I don't get, if there's like a movement for resellers to bring up my past statements about lynching yard sale people who fucking leave up their yard sale signs, they'll bring this up and they'll be like, well, you fucking left a sign out and you have no idea where it is. But I didn't. I mean, I went to look for it. I looked all over for it. It wasn't like I was like, oh, it's gone. I like looked in the parking lot next door. I looked all over the place and it wasn't a windy day. So I have no idea where it went. Just completely gone. Dust in the wind, baby. So, yeah. And then what other sales did I go to? I'm trying to think. I went to the used book sale. I completely forgot about the used book sale. So I went on Thursday real quick, a few hours late. But I ended up finding a copy of Mouse, that book about like Nazi Germany. I don't honestly know exactly. It's just like a survivor's tale is the subtitle. So I'm assuming it's about a mouse who was in Auschwitz. Mauschwitz? I don't know. So we'll see. I don't know how that's going to be. I looked it up quick and it looked like it might be like a $30 book, but I don't, there's different printings, I'm sure. So I haven't really looked into it. I'll look into it more once I go to sell it. I took all pictures of it and shit, but that was the only thing I got. No video games at the used book sale this time around. But there's a used book sale coming up next week and I got comics at that one a couple years ago. So that's actually the one that I fucked up my tire. I like hit their curb trying to pull into their thing. So I got to be careful going to that sale. So there's that one's next. I think next Friday. So I love Friday sales just because it's like, so it's such a less, it's just one less sale you have to worry about on Saturday. Anytime I can cut the amount of sales down on Saturday, it's, you know, you got to kind of, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like going to sales, but you can't be first to all of them, and then you feel like you're missing shit. So I missed out on some hats last week. There's some vintage hats, but the guy left one hat, and I took it, and I looked it up. I didn't look it up there. It was $1, so I just took it, but it was vintage, and it was like, I don't know if it was like football, like NFL football, but obviously not NFL because it was like an international one. But it was the Barcelona Dragons. But it had a football helmet on the back. It was brand new. And a few of them were selling for around $60 without the tags. So this one had the tags. So it might be a decent hat. The guy left it. He didn't want that one. He took the other two, which the other two probably weren't anything special. Like, I've sold snapbacks before. There was like a, wasn't anything crazy from what I could see. I tell myself that just because I missed it by like a second. It was one of those, I went to like the sale next door when I should have just gone to that sale first, you know what I mean? And he walked over there before I got there, and I would have just been able to get him, but that shit happens. So, and then I found another couple sales. There was a lot of just signs up. So I'm hoping that tomorrow's nice, because that's what happened when it was nice. It was just signs up everywhere. It's just driving around, finding signs everywhere. It was awesome. And then, yeah, so I'm trying to think of if there's any other cool story. I don't think I had any besides that hoarder house. The hoarder house of horrors. That was about it. I do have, man, that would have been a good name for, here, I'm going to put that down. Hoarder house of horrors. So yeah, I'm going to get into the stuff that I have written down. So there was a guy, this should go up as like, this should fall under the category of leaving your yard sale sign up after the sale is over. So this guy takes a picture. So his picture of his sale is like, you know, records. And then you scroll over and there's like one or two more pictures. And so I go to the sale. I get there early. The guy's like making me wait till 8. And so he finally like lets people in. And I'm like, hey, do you have the records that were in the picture? And he goes, oh, yeah, probably not. I just used that as a default picture because I didn't have any pictures taken. I was like, oh, well, that's the reason I came here. So, you know what I mean? Like, obviously it's false advertising, but you can't really be like, sue somebody for that. I always get so mad. I want to like knock over their sign, you know what I mean? Or gently place it on the ground. Just, ugh. But that fucking pissed me off. I'm like, you can't do that. Like, I didn't go in on him. I just left because he didn't have shit else I wanted. So I just left and I'm like, all right, fuck this guy. You know, I could have exerted energy being like, fuck you. Blah, 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 blah. I did that one time. I got pissed at a dude because he put shit in the pictures and then didn't have it. Like, he wouldn't take it out to sell. He's like, oh, those are already sold or something like that. And I could see them. I'm like, they're right there. He's like, well, unless you want to pay like fucking crazy prices. And he was just having an attitude. It's like, he didn't even ask me how much I wanted to pay. He was just having a fucking attitude. But it's like, that was the picture that you had. And I just came here for this fucking sale. Waited for you to open because you were being a little fucking bitch in your feelings. And then you tell me that the shit that you have a picture of isn't available. Like, that one, I was fucking heated. So I cussed his ass out and I left. But I just, you know, these days I'm like, that exerts too much energy, man. I could take that energy and just put it into talking shit. You know, maybe it's because I have the podcast now. And I can talk shit about it later. I'm like, you're going to fucking end up on the fucking world's smallest podcast, buddy. Keep fucking around with me. Find out. Ooh. It'll make pulling your sign out and placing it down look fucking like child's play, okay? When my minions get a hold of you. Shit, did I just scream loud? So loud I woke my kid up. I hope not. Nah, she's still sleeping. I hope so. I mean, I've only got like 21 minutes left. So I could probably get through it. I just gotta wait and see if those eyes open. Pop open. That's the scariest shit ever when your kids, you watch them on the monitor, it's like black and white, and all of a sudden they're fuck, you see that dot? Little eye dots in the darkness. Scary shit. So yeah, man, fucking this guy and his fake records. Fake records. That shit was fucking stupid. I was really annoyed by that. So, okay. This is like more parenting related. So I went to the playground, took the kids to the playground. So my oldest had an appointment. She's got this little mole on her hand that she has to go every once in a while just to, you know, check and make sure it's not turning into anything bad or whatever. So we did that, and there's this cool playground on the way back. So I was like, all right, it's early enough. It was kind of nice out. Of course, as soon as we got to the playground, it's fucking overcast and windy and cold. But luckily, we had broad jackets. So we stop at the playground. We're hanging out. And I was the only dad there, and my daughters were the only girls. So it was like all moms and all their sons. And then me and my two girls. And you know, we're playing, everybody's like chill, all the kids, there's no kid, you know, sometimes you go to a playground, there's like a fucking kid that you can tell just like, this is his one time that he gets to go to the playground, he just acts like a complete nightmare, like doesn't pay attention to shit, but all the kids are pretty good about taking turns, and you know, I think my daughter might have been one of the older ones, there was a kid who looked like he was a little bit older, I think he was autistic, but he was having a blast, and like even the older kids were watching out for like the little kids, you know what I mean? So you're kind of listening as people are talking, and you know, people usually are calling their kids, and so I heard three different names that were like crazy to me. So the first name I heard was Haze, like Haze. Maybe it was Hayes. That might be better if it was spelled like that. But the kid's name was Haze. I'm like, that's a fucking weed strain. Like, you named your kid Haze. We used to have a dog. Like, our dead dog's name was Haze. Like, no bullshit. Our dog's name was Haze. I didn't name him. That was his name when I adopted him from... He was my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time. It was her dogs. And I basically adopted them. And one of the dogs' name was Haze. We called him Hazy. And the mom called him both Haze and Hazy. And I was like, well, damn, that's a name in 2024. The second name that we heard was Journey. And that's a clothing retail store. Yeah, Journey. So that was funny. And I've gone to hippie festivals, you know what I mean? So I've heard some fucking crazy names. And these ones were the craziest names I've ever heard were at hippie festivals. Up until the other day. And then when I worked at a bowling alley, or when I used to go to bowling, like when I would go to the dive bowling alleys, my wife was in a bowling league when I first started dating her back before we had kids. And so we did a bowling league for a couple years. And you would hear some wild fucking names. Like I heard the name Hennessy. That was very trashy. They named their kid Hennessy. I think that was the major one. I think we kind of made up some ones, but that was the major one we heard. And I'm sure we heard some other ones. But anyway, Journey. So this is Journey. We got Haze. We got Journey. And these were all like two of the kids were together. I think Haze and Journey were together. Not like, you know, together, but their moms were hanging out. And yeah, so I'm like, Journey, man, that's fucking, what a name. It's a cool name, I guess. It's a fucking, it's an 80s band, but I mean. And then the third name, I've heard this third name before, but this one was less like weird hippie. It was more like, this is just a stupid name. So sorry if your name is this, but Declan, yeah, so what are you going to call the kid? Deck? You know what I mean? That's outdoor home furnishing. And so, yeah, and these were the names that I heard, while we were at the playground. And so I just thought it was funny. Like, I didn't even have to look them up just now because I remember them. That's how wild they were. I don't know. They were wild to me, you know. So anyway, I have a skill saw, like a tabletop saw that's been sitting. It was my mom's, and I can't remember who decided that we should take it to the new house, but it's just been sitting, taking up space. And so finally, because we didn't use it at all when we did when Jacob was here, he didn't use it once. He was like, just get rid of that thing. So I have it up on Marketplace. I'm hoping it sells, but man, trying to get rid of some stuff on Marketplace. Those tires, I just need to take them somewhere or just do them for free because people will come and take it for free. So I'll probably end up doing that. I'll just do some free shit like next week if the rest of that shit doesn't sell, because my wife's starting to get on me about those stupid water filters. I think I've talked about these water filters before, but I've got like 8 boxes of these fucking things and I just cannot get rid of them. So I put them for sale on Marketplace finally, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll get some eyes on that, but I might have priced them too high. I was pricing them like $5 a piece, which is like, you can probably sell them for $20 to $25 a piece. So that's a good deal. But I'll probably end up selling them for like, even if I get like $2 a piece, I'd be happy. But I think it's just gonna, I'm gonna end up taking them to like the recycling place and paying to get rid of them, because we just want them gone at this point. So anyway, that's really annoying. I wish I never bought, I didn't even buy them. I took them for free. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. Some of the shit, I was looking at shit today. Or what was it, the other day, and I was just kind of going through some of the stuff I used to pick up when I would be, you know, out shopping. And I'm like, man, I really have clamped down on like the shit that I'll buy and won't buy. So it's been kind of nice. I got some Jordans too this last weekend. Those were pretty sick. They were still there after like an hour and a half. They're only $20. They're at a church rummage sale. So that was a good deal. Got some vintage clothes there. But of course, like 2 out of the 3 things I got were fucked up. Like one thing was missing a button. God damn it. So I'm still going to try and sell it. We'll see what happens. Who knows? You never know with certain shit. And then I just got a little Tom Brady jersey, but my wife's trying to steal that. She's like, I have red and I have white. I don't think I have blue. Like, what are you, fucking 5? Jesus Christ. So I do have a Tom Brady jersey. I think wearing a Tom Brady jersey is acceptable. Although, God, that guy's face looks fucked up now, man. I just saw he did like a commercial for BetterHelp. I think it's like a mental health thing or something. And he's like talking about how it's important to get therapy and shit, and like, you know, how your mental health is important. Meanwhile, his face is like completely fucked up from plastic surgery, and it's like, apparently it didn't help you fucking feel better about your face, because Tom Brady was a good looking dude. I mean, you know, he was whatever, but man, the plastic surgery that since he's been out of the game has been rough, man. Rough. This is I'm a Tom Brady fan, but yeah, that video of him talking about mental health while having a fucked up face from plastic surgery was just like, I think it's ironic. I think that's the proper use of ironic, but I don't know. I'm also R-worded. But anyway. So yeah, weekend's coming up. Got another fucking filled weekend. I'm just glad we're not traveling. We don't have any house guests. I love Jacob, but it's just hard when you have people in your house. You know what I mean? Your just routine is off. You know, we usually come downstairs first. The girls can fucking destroy the downstairs. But it's really nice having a lot more space. And they've been less destructive. Like, left to their own devices, they haven't been making as much of a mess as they used to. But still, it's like one of those things that's just, yeah. I was just thinking if the power goes out that I would be out of this podcast for 50 minutes. I'm like, fuck, man, this podcast is almost over. There's no reason why it would go out right now, but it's just thinking right now. I'm like, I need to put batteries. I don't keep batteries in the Zoom H6 handy recorder because, you know, I don't want them to get moldy. I don't know how long it takes to get moldy, but I use this thing all the time. Obviously I use it every week. But yeah, if the power goes out, man, I should have batteries in there just in case. So I'm hoping that in the next 10 minutes that the power doesn't go out on a completely sunny day with no wind. But you never know. Some fucking idiot could drive into a electricity pole, and then the fucking power could go out. So who knows? So I don't know why I'm thinking about that right now. Got 10 minutes left, I guess. Maybe that's what it is. Let's see if there's anything on my thing. Let me go back through and see if I can. I'm going to go through some of the shit I found. There's one sale that I got. I got a Triple Fat Goose jacket. And I know the name Triple Fat Goose just as being like a good brand. But it was a vintage NFL jacket. And I saw it in the pictures. And so I was shocked when I went to the yard, or it was an estate sale. Like, I went all through the house. I was in the basement for a while. And I finally went up to some, like, these rooms. And it was packed in the sale. But there was nobody upstairs in these rooms. And I went and I found this jacket. And I was so pumped. And the people who do these estate sales, they just, like, they don't give you a price. They're just like, yeah, whatever. They'll give you a price at the end. And it's always pretty reasonable. So, like, they asked me for $50 for everything I got at their sale. And I just said yes. I should have talked them down. I was a little bit rusty. I've been dropping prices on everything lately. Anytime somebody tells me a price, I just immediately am like, I go $20 less. $20 free. Because it's just like, doesn't sell like it was. You know what I mean? If you're selling shit, you're having to sell it under what everybody else is selling it for. Unless you're paying up to fucking promote it, which it's like, it's the same shit. So I just try to get shit as cheap as possible. You know what I mean? I'm not out here fucking making millions. I'd be happy with making hundreds at this point. No, I mean, I make enough, but it's just really fucking, that's the name of the game. It's just to buy shit low, sell high. So this, tomorrow I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to rock out to some DaBaby, baby on baby on baby. I think I've talked about how I listen to DaBaby when I go to yard sales. If anytime I listen to DaBaby and I go to yard sales, I always do very well. So do yourself a favor, or you could listen to my playlist. There's some DaBaby on there. It's Choice Nugs Only on Spotify. I actually had to get them to take down. Somebody took my picture, and it's a picture of me. It's my likeness, and I own the thing. I bought it from, I think I bought it on Fiverr. So like, I paid to basically have the copy or whatever to. And so, like, you had to basically prove that it was yours. But yeah, this person called their playlist Choice Nugs Only, was using my picture, and then putting shitty music on their fucking playlist. I could see if it was a good playlist, I wouldn't have said shit. But it's like, you can't put your name on my name on your shit and my face and then just have it be horrible. So that shit got taken down. I'm pretty sure it's gone. Let's just make sure. But yeah, Choice Nugs Only, and that's the shit. You can listen to that on your ride to, obviously listen to the podcast first and then go to the playlist. So yeah, there's the podcast and there's the playlist. So it should just come up as one. There's only one now. But before it would come up and his would come up first. So Choice Nugs Only playlist. And at the time, I was the only one who had that as a name for the playlist. So when I first made that playlist, I don't think there was anybody else who had that name. And now there's several Choice Nugs Only playlists, I think. Let me see if there is. I thought I saw more. But yeah, Choice Nugs Only is from, it's from Eastbound and Down. And he says they're doing cocaine. He's doing cocaine with Clegg. It's like his first day back. Yeah, only the Choice Nugs. So that's why I switched it around. You know what I mean? Because I did it better. I think Choice Nugs Only sounds better. So, but in the show, he says only the Choice Nugs. And I just liked it better as Choice Nugs Only. So I made a podcast called Choice Nugs Only. And that was when I was first starting podcasting. I did it with a buddy, and it's kind of fell apart. But yeah, that was when I was doing two podcasts a week. I was fucking nuts. I was doing two podcasts a week, editing them both, like, heavily editing. And then I was starting to do video, but then it's same thing. It's just, I don't know what the disconnect is. It's like I can edit the podcast easily now. Now I don't do shit. I don't take shit out. I don't clip it. I don't do anything. I just put it on for an hour. But it's gotten easier. Like I said, it's harder to do the podcast now with a person. Like when I had to do it with Jacob, I mean, it's still, we were hammered. But still, I listening back, it's like, it doesn't have the same flow, I guess, as like when I do it by myself now, even though there's been like the low energy pee episode where I was just falling asleep. I swear I wasn't on drugs. I mean, I was a little bit stoned, but I was fucking so tired when we were doing that, when I was doing that episode. And now, yeah, like I said, just sleeping through the night is way better. But lately, my youngest has been waking up at like 5, 6 random times. Last night, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go in. She's going to be sleeping. I'm going to change her diaper. Sometimes you got to mix shit up when you're a parent. You know what I mean? Because I feel like she's waking up because her diaper is soaked. So I was like, I'm going to change her diaper, get her to a fresh diaper. So that way she sleeps a little bit longer. You know what I mean? Like her diaper will last a little bit longer. She won't be as uncomfortable throughout the night. So I go and I'm like going to change her diaper and she's got a fucking shit. I'm like, ah. Like the other one usually shits in the bed. Not like shits in the bed, but shits when she's in the bed and I have to take her out and she's I'm not going to put her business on blast. But so anyway, yeah, so I got to change her little fucking diaper butt while it's the middle of the night. Not even middle of the night. It was like right before I was going to bed. So it was like probably 10:30, 11. But yeah, snuck in, changed her, and then snuck out. And that definitely helped. Sometimes you got to change shit up, you know. She was waking up hella early. So I think it helped. So I'm going to try doing that again tonight, is just change her diaper. Even though she does, even if she doesn't have poop, I was looking for pee anyway. Look at the pee. And you just change it, and then hopefully she fucking sleeps a little bit later. This Saturday, tomorrow is free comic book day too, so I've been talking it up with my daughter. She's at the age where she's like, she likes comic books now. I gave her a couple of My Little Pony comic books that I had, and so she was all about them. So she wants to go pick out some comic books. She's like, can I touch them? I was like, because anytime we go into the store, I'm like, all right, keep your hands to yourself, all right? We're not going to be touching everything. This isn't our stuff. And so she's like, yeah, can I touch them? Or we're talking about going into the comic book store. I'm like, yeah, baby, you can touch them. It's fine. They're going to be yours. They're free. So, and so, yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be a fun experience. Going to do that tomorrow. And then we're going to my wife's family's house this weekend. So I might hit some yard sales in Connecticut on Sunday, but it's looking like it's going to rain. So I don't need, there might be an estate sale Sunday only. Who knows? So it's hard. Sometimes you find sales and you think they're Sunday only and then they're not. And you're like, fuck, I probably missed all the good shit. But yeah, that's about it for the podcast. That's about all she wrote. That was a quick hour. I mean, there's still 2 more minutes left, but sun's coming out now. My kid, what time is it? Kid's going to be sleeping for like another half hour. So I've got about a half hour to get my shit done. I still got to pack up a couple orders. Sold a couple DVDs. So yeah, let me see what's sold here. Let's see. I'll read through that before we finish up. So I still got like another minute. So eBay, how many sold? 2 sold. So I sold Rosario and Vampire, the complete series Blu-ray DVD combo for $45. That sold pretty quick, plus shipping. And then I sold Scooby-Doo and Kiss Rock and Roll Mystery Blu-ray DVD for $19.99 plus shipping. So both of those were stuff I found in Vegas, and I spent $50 in Vegas for everything. So I just sold 2 DVDs and made my money back. Pretty much, because after fees, it'll be around, yeah, it'll be around in the profit. And then everything else is just profit at that point. So still got a bunch of stuff. I still have all the video game stuff to list from eBay. I have like a display case, the Game Boy that I bought a Game Boy, but it's the serial numbers match, but the Game Boy doesn't work. But there's like, it's got clean everything, so it might have just been the battery, so I have to check that again. I'm going to go do that right now, right when I finish up. But I'm hoping that I can get it to work. Otherwise, I have to figure it out because it would be dope because they go together with the serial number. But then I'm going to have to sell it for parts. So we'll see what happens. But I'm glad I made my money back. That'll make it easier to sell it a little bit lower. So yeah, that's it. That's all she wrote. That's the end of the podcast for this week. Again, subscribe, follow, check it out on check me out on Instagram, Pothead Picker. I've been better about posting shit on the stories, so I'm gonna be posting most of like the finds and stuff on the stories. And then yeah, that's it. Hope everybody has a good week, fucking finding some good shit. And see you/talk to you next week.